Let's extend tax cuts for middle-class families for incomes below $250,000, and that will cover 98% of Americans. They would know that next year.
All right, to the president, we don't need to hear any more. We're tired of being the punching bag of pretty much both parties. Everybody looking to the middle class, that's the biggest buzzword in this whole thing of finances. There's those lame ducks. Ultimately, what's Congress going to do here? Maybe nothing. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, hanging out with all of you across this great nation, the flyover states and all the nooks and crannies, and just love it. It's a great time of year.
I think those lame ducks ate our Obama clip.
That's right. Whoops. You don't do that to the president. You don't do that, even if you're ducks that live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. How rude. Or maybe the president was swallowing his words because he realizes at this point he's dug in his heels. The Republicans are digging in their heels. Obama and Boehner both together have now amassed the most conversations that we've seen coming out of the White House on this issue in a long time. They had an hour-long conversation. And what was that conversation about? So you're going to give me this, or I think I got this guy, and you give me this guy, and I'll... How about a free round of golf? Maybe we can go play golf.
Hey, after this, your favorite movie.
Yeah. Do they ever have those conversations? So or do they just get right to the point? Okay, let me get right to the point. And the point is, we got a whole lot of problems.
That's the point.
Yeah. I'd like to kung fu you is probably what John Boehner is thinking. He has to be because he's got the worst job in D.C. He has a fractured party that he can't put back together, and he doesn't know what to do. He's getting pulled in so many different directions. But they did meet for an hour, and they are trying to figure out a way to unstall the negotiations between the Republicans and the White House over the income tax rates and the spending cuts and what are they going to do. Tiny Tim Geithner threw in his two cents. He says that, because he was part of it, of course, the Treasury Secretary, said the meeting was frank. He's asked about it. Could you describe what happened? It was frank. So what does that mean? It was frank.
Inferter.
I mean, what is that? Is that a big hint to all of us or what? It was frank. Apparently what the meeting was about is, listen, if we don't do this, this is what it's going to look like. The people who are in the lower end of the scale are going to need that $2,000, that $2,500, and they're not going to get it. The people on the higher end of the scale are going to mess up the charity system because they're not going to donate the large sums of money, so charities are going to be in big trouble at the neediest time of the year. And talking about loopholes, this is a big problem. Boehner was supposed to go to Ohio for the weekend, and if he doesn't go to Ohio, pay attention to this. It means that maybe there's some progress going on because he's supposed to go back. So if he doesn't, it might be a sign that they're getting closer. Here's what we do know. Boehner has offered $800 billion in revenue to the White House on top of $1 trillion in cuts to entitlements and other spending. He's saying he's willing to raise more revenue if the president would cut deeper than the $600 billion in entitlements, so give them the $800 or more. Obama wants $1.4 trillion in new money. Of course, they need it. New revenue for our already bulging, huge, bloated federal government. Got to pay those salaries. So Boehner says it won't pass. It won't pass the Senate or the House. He's not going to get $1.4 trillion. It won't happen. So that's the biggest gap. And right now, Obama wants to see tax rates expire on the top 2%. So how close are they? Where are they in this wicked game of hold'em? Yeah, that would be nowhere. Nowhere. But check this out. If they don't get it might not be possible to get a deal done by Christmas. So the Senate could use a bunch of days to pass a bill, and the House then requires that a bill be posted online for 72 hours before floor consideration. And there are just over 11 days until Christmas, so you do the math, and it pretty much answers that question. But if they're close to something, there could be a way they could work around it and then could come back and ultimately pass it. But, boy, it's not looking that way. The fundamental argument, the disagreement, and the one that we have been talking about till I'm just sick of just talking about, I really am, it's ever that it affects all of us. It affects every single one of us, no matter where you fall income-wise. So is it no wonder that the federal government employs the most people now, that job satisfaction among the federal government worker has dropped? They did a new study. A report from the Partnership for Public Service and Deloitte found that employee satisfaction among the people who work for the federal government dropped by the largest margin since they started doing the survey in 2003. On a scale of 100, the overall satisfaction score for the people surveyed in 2012 was a 60.8. Ooh, that's almost a 4% drop from the year before. So why do you think they're not happy? Well, a 2-year pay freeze, budget cuts, hiring freezes, all of that. Because now, at the government, people are actually having to work. Did I just say that? So, and they're having their budgets slashed at the same time. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I actually know three people who work their tuchuses off who do have government jobs. Not those lame duckers on the Hill. I do know some of them, but I'm not going to finger point. I'm just going to say I'm not going to do that. Man. So, best places to work in the federal government, what would that be? Jeez, I don't know. Pick your poison. Would you want to be an intelligence person? Would you want to work for the Department of State or the Environmental Protection Agency? When you take a trip to Washington, which you should do, by the way, because you get to see some of our greatest documents ever, the beginning of our government, and it reminds you of what was and why we should be so diligent. And there's Smithsonian's free. It has all the various museums connected to the Smithsonian. It's very cool. But the one thing you notice is it is all about the federal government. I mean, who's not working for the government? You go and you look around, and there's just building after building. Oh, yeah, there's the EPA. Yeah, it's right there. Oh, there's the CIA. Is that the CIA? Oh, no, that's the Department of State. Oh, there's the FBI building. Yeah, that's an ugly building. And that's all you see. Everybody works for the government. That's it, period, except for a few other people in between working for the hotels or touring people around or cleaning the streets. But otherwise, pretty much, it is all about government because Washington, D.C.
The street cleaners don't work for the government?
No. They work for the city. So they work for a different government. Not the federal government. The worst organization to work for is the Department of Homeland Security. Yeah, people don't want to work there. Wonder why that is. They scored very low, that they were not psyched with their job. Yep. Again, lack of leadership. Maybe we'll see some big changes. I can think of a few cabinet positions that should definitely be changed. How about you? All right, coming up on the flip side, wait to hear about this, a follow-up to the Oyster Bay debacle with Amber Abbasi next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 12, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1480. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5726, $878.63 for a half ounce, or $439.31 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5726, $878.63, and $439.31.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Kevin Lunny, we talked to him last week. Remember what we were mentioning about Ken Salazar and the fact that I think completely the Interior Secretary just overstepped his bounds, at least not allowing any comment period, and throwing up the fact that this Drake's Bay Oyster Farm, which supplies 40% of California's oysters, is now done. The Lunny family has made huge improvements to their ops. We talked to Kevin about that. And it's, you know, they've been in business since, what, 2004 when they took over the op there. And we know the area well. I've spent a lot of time up in that area. So it's a very strange deal here. You even have Dianne Feinstein, of course, the longtime senator from California, who was saying what's going on, was not backing up what was going on with the Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar, when he took the basically tries to rip the rug from underneath his family-owned farm that's been in operation up there. And again, this is the Drake's Bay Oyster Company. So many of you wrote me emails about it saying, what can you do? There were big stories about it in the Wall Street Journal, etc. Joining us now here on America Tonight for that follow-up, Amber Abbasi, the Chief Counsel of Regulatory Affairs for our pals who are really eyeballing this whole thing and trying to make sure that a fair shake happens here. Amber, thanks for coming on with us. I know that cause of action is really, really hammering this and trying to do something for the family, and certainly there's been a lot of publicity about it. First off, what's the latest after filing the lawsuit?
So we filed a lawsuit, and we've also filed a motion for a temporary restraining order. What we're going to be doing is we're requesting that the court grant release while the case is pending so that the Lunnies can stay on the land, their employees can stay on the land, the company can stay in business until, as we hope, the court decides that the National Park Service and Secretary Salazar acted illegally, and hopefully we can get some relief for the Lunnies that time.
All right, so proving the point of they acted illegally, and this would be of great interest to the people listening, what happened that made the actions illegal? The one thing we do know about is what I kind of briefly skimmed over there that we talked to Kevin about is the fact there wasn't even a comment period, right?
That's right. There's a lot of regulations that the federal government has to follow when it's making a decision like this. Information or regulations related to the quality of the information they use, regulations relating to the processes that they have to use, and of course they're just not allowed to make arbitrary, capricious decisions about any kind of issue. So what we've alleged is that they didn't follow those rules. They followed them for a little while, and then without really explaining why, they thought that they no longer had to switch, and as you pointed out, issued a final environmental impact statement on the farm just a couple days before Thanksgiving and a few days before the end of the special use permit, which gave the public and the Lummies very little time to react to the contents of that report, which were just chock-a-block with bad science and inaccurate information.
Yeah. And the Lunnies, as I mentioned, the big number to me is, wow, 40% of California's oysters, the harvesting of the oysters and producing the oysters, what goes into that. I mean, this whole, basically, I'll call it a crop, but the whole crop is lost, is ruined if this goes down, correct?
That's right. They can't move the oysters. The oysters will have to be destroyed. Anything that's immature as of the close of this 90-day period for wind down that the National Park Service has so magnanimously granted. So they're going to be losing all of their immature crops, and their employees are going to lose their jobs and have to relocate. It's a really terrible thing, and it's solely a function of the government overreaching and not following its own regulations, and that's why we became involved in this.
Yeah. Have you reached out to Senator Feinstein at all? I mean, obviously they're busy with the whole fiscal cliff thing and it's the holidays, but hey, she is a big, a staunch supporter of this family, I think, and this operation.
Sure. We have been in touch with her, and she, of course, has helped in the past in terms of clarifying what the agency has the power to do and what they need to be doing. And it's just really unfortunate that the agency doesn't seem to be acting in accordance with those laws, but we are going to hold them to task for that.
Yeah. How long will you know until you get that, the temporary restraining order? I mean, if you win that and you get that and it solves part of the problem because it gives more time here, when will you have an answer on that? Do you have any idea?
At this time, we're hoping that the court will have a hearing on that motion in a few weeks. Of course, this has, it has to be decided before the close of that 90-day period, which I think is February 28th. So before the close of that 90-day period, we'll get a ruling from the court on whether or not she'll grant that release to Lummies.
Yeah. Do you, people listening, and as I said, it definitely sparked an interest for this audience across the country because I got a lot of email saying, yo, tell Kevin we're backing him up and all this kind of stuff. Is there anything that the people listening can do?
The Lunnies have been just incredibly heartened by the outpouring of community support. So it's really great that people are on their team, on their side, and are raising their voices up against this, just completely arbitrary action by the government. And so to the extent that people can keep doing that, I really think that they would appreciate it. They've taken a lot of comfort from it so far.
Yeah. I mean, here's the other side to this. Okay, so this is a thriving business. It's also helping the economy. They're employing 30 people, and it's helping drawing people in, et cetera, in that area. So if it weren't to go the way of the Lunnies, what happens there? It just, boom, it just becomes national parkland?
What would happen is, at the end of this 90 days, unless the court grants us relief, the Lunnies will have to remove everything. Everything from the shore, everything from the water. This place has to be wiped off the map. They'll have to completely close down. And this is a historic site. There's been an oyster farm on this location for 80 years, and I think it's the last oyster cannery in California.
Mm.
So to just wipe this business out entirely, especially because of the government's sort of preconceived conclusions that they trumped up reports to generate is just appalling.
Yeah. And so you feel pretty good, obviously, too. I mean, it's a layup to ask you this question, but you feel like you have a lot of things in your arsenal when you get into court. You get into court, you can say, look at this, 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 and this, including some of the information that we've been talking about here, just even the economy, the people out of work, the 80 years, the percentage of oysters that supplied in California, the 40% number that we come up. But you also have other things in your toolkit, I'll just call it that, your legal toolkit, to back other possible aspects of this that could help you push you over the top. What would be some things you think that could help the Lunnies besides some of the things that we've talked about?
In terms of helping us prevail on our claims?
Yeah.
To me, it's very straightforward. I mean, there are just sort of black and white rules about what you're supposed to do in this kind of decision-making process. Like you pointed out, you're supposed to have a comment period after you issue a report like this. You're supposed to use certain kinds of data. Congress instructed the agency to take advice from the National Academy of Sciences, which they then ignored. It's all in black and white in these enormous 800-page environmental impact statements. And all you have to do is look at the process by which they were created and what's in them and say, this decision was not in compliance with federal law. It's invalid.
Yeah. Cause of action, I mean, that's what you do. You look for these kinds of things, government overreach, that kind of stuff. I mean, was this a clear-cut case that just jumped out at you when you discovered it?
Yeah, we actually became involved in this several months ago when the draft environmental impact statement came out because there was so much bad science in it. We actually filed a complaint on behalf of the Lunnies and a local scientist on the basis of the quality of the information alone. This is long before the decision was actually made. And so to see the agency not just refusing to follow its own rules about what kind of information and science it uses, but then to overreach its bounds and make this decision when it really had no power to do so in this context was a huge issue for us. And, you know, we get involved anytime we see a federal agency that's overreaching its authority or abusing its power or wasting taxpayer dollars. And this kind of ran the red flags up for us. So we were really excited to just take part and help the Lunnies.
Yes. Amber Abbasi, good luck with this fight. We'll keep our eye on that date, February 28th. Hopefully we'll know something before that with that restraining order. Thanks for coming on America Tonight and giving us the update.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Running around like a chicken with your head cut off, flying through Hallmark cards, snapping up the cards. Cards are important, guys, I'm just saying. Sometimes the card is better than the present. If you pick out the right card, it can be. When I was a kid, my dad, I can remember him, one of my memories of him, we had to read the card. So when you're a kid, you just want to rip into the present, and then there's a card. There's a card on the floor. I think it's on the floor. We had to read the card before we could rip open the present. So cards are important, and I think people pay attention to the cards, especially now that you don't get as many because people they email you things instead. So I don't know. I wonder how much the Christmas card has gone by the wayside. Yeah, that's why the Postal Service, boy, they're in trouble because people aren't mailing anything, even cards. And I still say you want to get a few things in the mail anyway, right? So we have a dungeon moment here, and it has to do about language. It's really language that we're talking about. The email that I received where I was told that I was using one word so many times, and what was the word I was using? I can't remember. What was it?
Ultimate.
That's Charles in Charge's version of scratching up the record. So the woman said ultimate, but put an L-Y on that ultimately. And for that reason, we are taking the word and we are dumping it out of our lexicon. We are getting rid of ultimately. Charles, open the gates and toss the word in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, we kind of pulled a Napolitano on you. You heard what she did with the Border Patrol, stopping interpretation, no more language help. If you are a cop and you pull somebody over and you can't understand what they're saying, it's in Spanish, you better have a list of people that you can call, because the Border Patrol is not going to be there to help you anymore. This is so much a part of what was going on in the northern border, but a little bit on the southern border, too. Arizona, that was one of the big things that you could call in a Border Patrol agent. Now, you can't do that. They're not going to be interpreters for the local guys. They're not going to help with the language. And this is a brand new, what they call, decree. I always think of a king and a trumpet when they have a decree. A decree by the Department of Homeland Security. So the new guidance says agents should refer requests to private services. That means money's going to be made by somebody else. And the Border Patrol is not going to help. There's no more freebies, okay? So we go from the border to the Senate committee okaying the report on the CIA interrogations. What a nightmare that was a couple years ago when this first came out. It was in the beginning of Obama's first term, and the CIA, they were so upset. So many agents, so many people were upset by the crazy accusations and things that were being said. Many good agents decided they didn't want the career anymore. They were dumping out of it, so much so that the president had to go down to the CIA and talk to the troops and kind of rally them and build up the morale, because the morale was so low. This report on Thursday had some details about the practices that were used by the CIA when Bush was president. Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine was the Republican, the one Republican who supported the move and joined the eight Democrats. It was a 9-6 vote. Republicans boycotted the three-year investigation. And the reason they said they did that is because it had inaccurate stuff, and faulted the Democrats for calling too many witnesses. Do you know how big this report is? 6,000-page report. It's classified, and it's not clear whether any version will ever be made public. If I were a betting person, I would say don't look for anything on interrogations to be made public. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the California Democrat chairing the committee, said it raised a lot of issues that need to be made clear, and the country should never use any kind of techniques like the ones that were discussed, coercive techniques. She said it was startling details about the detention and the interrogation program and what the oversight should be. It was raised, she said, by some of the things that they read in the reports. The one thing would be the waterboarding, which we already know, and that was already discussed many times, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. But there's also details on how each detainee in CIA custody, how they were and the conditions where they were held, how they were interrogated and all that kind of stuff. So with the vote, the Senate Intelligence Committee approves the report's 20 findings and conclusions, too. There was a Saxby Chambliss, the Georgia Republican, who's the vice chair, and he didn't vote on the document to approve it. He said there was just too much that was wrong in it, and he felt, you know, he couldn't do that. And he didn't think it should be declassified, and I don't think you're going to see that declassified. Because what does that do? That opens up the floodgates again for people who really want a reason to hate America to look at the report and point out all the things that happened, saying that we're torturers and everything else. Because we got a black eye the first time around, and it calls up what should be kept classified and what should be declassified. It's like the Julian Assange stuff from WikiLeaks. So WikiLeaks has all the memos from the State Department that they had gathered, Bradley Manning, Private Manning, giving the information over to Julian Assange and him pushing it out there. And then the problem is how many people get killed because their sources or they're helping, how many Afghanis were helping Americans and how many of them now are threatened because none of the names were redacted, were taken out of it, crossed out of it, blacked out, whatever. And then Bradley Manning, ultimately, we don't know what his sentence is going to be, what the military is going to say, but he pays the biggest price of all, while Julian Assange has the world lapping at his feet, or some, because he's still got rape charges hanging over his head, and him releasing all the documents, not worried about whatever the repercussions are. But how much should be classified? I mean, how much do we need to know? And how much should just be classified? Because the CIA is operating under sort of a dagger and cloak, aren't they? Maybe not as it did when it first opened its doors, but would we want to be safe? You know, how much are we willing to sacrifice for safety? How much are we willing to say we need complete disclosure? Versus, okay, there are a few things that are a need-to-know basis. I think there is a middle ground here, and we have not achieved whatever that middle ground is. And if you believe in liberty and freedoms and all that sort of stuff, well, naturally, you want access to information, which I agree. I would fall into that category. But if I knew that there was stuff released would kill or harm other Americans by having it unclassified, then it's not worth it. If human lives, lots of them are going to be in the balance, hanging in the balance, then why do I care if I see a few things that happened? Because I'll be horrified and I'll hate the government and I'll say we need to shut everything down. See, this is where you have to decide what camp you fall into, or if you have the common sense method. Some things should be and some things shouldn't be. Part of the committee's investigation, by the way, was to evaluate whether the enhanced interrogation methods, which included the stress techniques and human rights activists and politicians just went crazy and said it was torture, but whether it was effective in producing results. What I understood was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the results they wanted, they got because of the technique, because of the enhanced technique. We'll see what Zero Dark 30 is like. We have our cheap movie review in our final hour, but that's getting so much award buzz. And it's about how the CIA found Osama bin Laden and put interrogation back into the news because they deal with it in this movie. There's a scene showing a suspect being waterboarded, so that brings up that whole debate as to whether the government engaged in torture. My take is no. Would I want to be waterboarded? No. Would worse things happen to me if an Islamic terrorist got a hold of me? Of course. We have seen we've seen the beheadings. We've seen some of the things that have happened, unless you get lucky and they let you go. So I'm going to say no, because the information they got from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was valuable, led to taking down a few other pieces of the pie when it comes to terrorism. I'm going to say that was necessary. Some of those techniques were necessary. Stay with us. We Can Count next.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com and like us on Facebook.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger. To eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus, Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made vape-free e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight with me, Kate D. Howdy, everybody. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello.
Very nice transition there. What's on your mind?
Well, ultimately, I wanted to praise you as the greatest hostess of the night. Ultimately, no one will be able to even touch the fold.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
Oh, hey, you want to fight? Get out of here, dude. I'll show you how to let Katie lay the chunk.
I love that. That's
just
funny.
I had to call it when you did that dungeon thing ultimately. Now listen, you start messing with our lexicon, you're in trouble. It'll come back and bite you on the tush, and you don't want to be dead, babe.
That's right. Okay. I forget it. I take it back. Let's open the dungeon.
Okay. Good enough. Don't start messing with our lexicon. We've got to be able to say what we want to say. We want to say.
Ultimate.
And if we get tired of you saying something, we'll tell you about it.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, do you want to hear a joke?
I love when you tell jokes.
This is one that's apropos for now. Barack Obama agrees to everything the Republicans want.
Yes.
That's a joke.
Oh, damn, that is so bad.
Oh, no crickets. I deserve that. I deserve applause, not crickets. That was great. I mean, you know, that is a joke.
It is a joke, because that's not happening.
It
ain't going to happen. You're absolutely right.
If we really want to have a certain investigation, why don't we quit messing around with this, what did Susan Rice know, and when did she know it, and all that bull hockey, and whether she was going to be, had to take over Hillary's job and all that other bull hockey. Let's do a little focus on where was Barack Obama in the 7 hours that our people were murdered in Benghazi? And why? Why do we do an investigation on why the press refuses to cover any part of it and has tried to cover it up and sweep it under the carpet? Let's do an investigation there.
I don't understand that, because if you work for the media, especially if you're investigative, you want to, it doesn't matter whether you like the president or you like certain people. You're trying to win awards. You're trying to write books. You're trying to make money.
Wait a minute, Kate. You attended journalism school.
Yeah.
Were your journalism professors with a left-wing bent?
Not all.
You did have some, though.
I did have some, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The majority of the kids graduating from journalism school and becoming journalists all have been indoctrinated, and they infiltrate 99% of the news media. Very few people have the ability to think like you do. There's the freedom as well.
Yeah, it's either
go along or get along.
Yes, you are right. You are right. I think there are organizations where there's that. In fact, I can tell you a friend in New York said of the television organization that she works for, that they were told not to ever use the word Obamacare because it's a slur, it's negative, don't use Obamacare, only use Affordable Health Care Act, and then they had all these other regulations about what words they could use and how they could say them, but when at the end of the day, when you looked at all the words and all the things that they were told not to use in copy, it was all with a left bent.
Yep, you're right. Well, look,
yeah.
Look, I've been too long. I'll let you go. But anyway, I'm so glad we got that all settled.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great weekend. And with that, fire up the band and let's do a little Week in Count. In a name. Earlier this week, we had an astronumerologist on the show who told me my name was a powerful name. He said he wasn't trying to butter me up because he was a guest on the show, but that Kate Delaney had Jupiter and Mars in it and all these other things. So there is something to names. They say there's something to names when you name a baby. And the reason I say that is because I just read a story earlier in the day that there was a guy who sold his name to the highest bidder. And how much did he sell his name for? $45,000. The winning bidder paid $45,000, actually $500, to change the surname to headsets.com. Ugh. Headsets.com. So the guy's saying, I had an opportunity. My mom's going through a divorce. I don't need this last name anymore. This is a 30-year-old entrepreneur, Jason Sadler. I don't think he's related to Charles in Charge Sadler.
No way.
But he's ditching the Sadler name. He lives in Jacksonville, Florida. And he thought, how am I going to find a new last name? He said, why not just sell it? So he sold off the family surname and instead takes this other name. And the deal is the bidding ended on his website, buymylastname.com, and the winning bidders, I told you the amount they were going to pay. So Sadler will legally assume the new surname decided by the winning bidder and has to change all the official forms of identification. And it'll take a couple of weeks, but then he'll have a new idea. Oh, I don't know. Seems a little crazy, doesn't it? His mother probably loves it, though, that he wanted to ditch his last name. Hey, he's getting divorced. Forget it. I don't need this. I'm just going to pick a different name. It'll make her happy. So that's the end of it. And the new name, what did I say the new name was? Headsets.com. That's crazy.
Hey, Kate. Bill wants to know how much money he could get for Sneaky Pete Gonzalez.
Sneaky Pete Gonzalez. Maybe $85,000. Maybe that name would fetch a little bit more. It just seems so crazy, doesn't it? I like my last name. I don't think I'm going to put mine up. I wonder if people would snap it up, though. It is kind of a clever idea when you think of the things that people will buy and the crazy things people will do. And, you know, there was somebody that one time shaved their head and had, or shaved part of their head and put the, I think it was the Best Buy symbol for a certain amount of money and walked around with that for a year, kind of like a bizarre mohawk. And, you know, other people have done stranger things for money. As I said, his mother probably feels kind of good about that because of the nasty divorce. He was helping her out in a sense and said he didn't want that last name anymore, so he came up with the idea to do what he did. But I don't know, changing everything legally and then going by some cockamamie name, at first might sound cool, but then could get very, very confusing. This story is about a number, about a crazy number, 20-pound tumor. What if you were walking around with a 20-pound tumor? There was an 11-year-old who was accused of being pregnant by school bullies, but really had a tumor that was that big. Wonder if they apologized for saying that. It's the Florida girl's stomach just got huge, and she was just being harassed. They were calling her names and especially saying she was pregnant and all this other stuff. And the girl took a pregnancy test, and it was nothing to do with pregnancy. It was a tumor. The tumor was benign, but the aftermath was pretty rough for her. And she's actually writing notes about what happened and how the people treated her. Oh, that's terrible. 20-pound tumor. Good thing they found it and removed it, that's for sure.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615.